Yirmiyah Perek Tes Pasuk Vav Le'ilin Ishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzhak Lochein. Therefore, because they're a band of traitors, because they are going after their own brothers to betray them and entrap them. Lochein Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos Hinenit Sarfam Uvechantim. So therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will refine them. So Rafe, like a man working in metal. Uvechantim, and I will test them. What else am I supposed to do? What else can I do for the daughter of my people? I'm not going to destroy them utterly because I promised that I wouldn't, so all I can do is cleanse them of sin through trials and oppression and refining them as if in an oven to get rid of the dross, of the waste product, of the people who are not worth it. Zion hates Shachut l'shonam mirmadiber. Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceit. Continuing with the simile before of the bow and arrow. Befiv shalom esreyehu yedaber. With his mouth, he speaks peacefully to his neighbor. Uvikirbo yasim orbo. But in his heart, he is setting an ambush for him. He is laying a trap for him. The Gemara says this particular pasuk about kechet shachut l'shonam, that their tongue is a sharpened arrow. So the Gemara says we might have thought that just like a human hand can only kill somebody nearby, so a tongue can only kill somebody nearby. So Yirmiyah tells us otherwise. Just as an arrow has a long distance range, so do words and the tongue and the damage that it can do, killing like an arrow, do so at long range. And the Gemara says, the tongue possesses the ability both to kill and to provide life, but it depends on how you use it. One thing that sets us apart from all other brios in the world is the power of speech. But unfortunately, we use it as a weapon, as Yirmiyah has told us. Ches ha'al eila lo efkod banan um Hashem. Will I not punish them for these things? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im begoya asher kozeh lo sisnakem nafshi. Shall my soul not be avenged on a nation such as this? These terrible things that they do, these terrible betrayals that they specialize in. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher otzuzicha me'eretz Yitzrayim, right? Back in the Chumash. Pasuk Tes. For the mountains, I will take up weeping and wailing. The two mountains destroyed in the Churban, Har Tzion and Har Habayis. And the Navi Yirmiyah says, I'm going to take up weeping and wailing, two forms of mourning for each mountain. Bal Naos Midbar Kina, and a lamentation for the dwellings of the wilderness. So at the beginning of the parak, he said, I wish I lived out in the wilderness. I would be far away from all of this. But even the dwellings of the wilderness, we need some weeping. The mountains are where you pasture your sheep and goats, so you mentioned the mountains, or voices that carry over long distances. But the tents of the shepherds and the pastures of the wilderness also are out there. And so he sees the desolation that's to come in the Churban, and now everything is going to be completely unsettled like a wilderness. Ki nitzasu mibli ish over. Because they are withered and without anyone passing through. Eretz Yisrael was like that for several thousand years after the second Churban. Velo shamu kol mikneh. And nobody can hear the bleating of the cattle, of the sheep. Me'ov ha'shamayim v'ad behemah nadadu halachu. The fowl of the skies and the beasts of the field have fled and they're gone. Everything's gone. All living things are gone. Everything has wandered away. So the desolation of Eretz Yisrael is truly notable. Rebbe says in the Gemara that for 52 years after the Churban, not one man traveled through Yehuda, the gematria of the word Behema in this pasuk. So whether or not he's being literal or figurative. But either way, this is from the Gemara Megillah. Everything is a mess for decades. People's entire lifetimes went by without Eretz Yisrael ever having any hope, and everything being burnt and brimstone and salted down. Pasuk Yud, V'nasati es Yerushalayim legalim me'on tanim. And I will make Yerushalayim heaps of ruin, a lair of jackals, wild animals unafraid of any human habitation because there is none. V'asare Yehuda etain shemama bibli yoshev. And the once great cities of Yehuda will be desolation without any inhabitants. We made the desert bloom, we like to say nowadays in Eretz Israel. But if you look at the attacks of October 7th, and you look, there's a village that was almost entirely wiped out. Nothing left, no inhabitants, nothing moves, nothing twitches, nothing makes noise. That's what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heaps churban on Klal Yisrael. We, Nebuch, unfortunate is our dar that we have gotten to see a taste of this in our generation, thousands of years after the churban took place.